response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, welcome back in. Our producer doesn't like return games, but we're very interested in return games. This one...
How can you be anti-return game of sports?
Near the top of the list.
Like, you cannot even care about a sport, but still be interested in a return game.
This one's up there, man. It's a weird one, though, because it's not a guy who... Usually it's the animosity and the anger. It's the
like
LeBron...
I want it out of here.
Yes, it's LeBron returning as the evil villain in Cleveland. This is like a weird one where he's returning, but everybody hates the team and not the player. And joining us now to talk about it, formerly of The Fan, now with 105.3 The Fan...
The Mop.
...in Dallas, Gavin Dawson, at Gavin Dawson on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Gavin, good morning to you. I can't even imagine what it's been like in that city the last couple of weeks. We had to deal with Damian Lillard leaving, who was the face of the franchise here, but that was a weird thing where the organization kind of eventually forced his hand, but didn't trade him at midnight out of nowhere and shocking the entire city. What are the vibes like, and what's the emotions going into tonight's return game?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I can tell you the vibe, the emotion has gotten worse, you know, in the 6 weeks since the trade has happened. I think Mavs fans are more broken. They're more hurt. They're more despondent and more against the organization than they were the day after the trade was made. As time has gone on, I suppose there could have been an explanation that could have allowed this to make sense. But, you know, the only thing that we have to go on now is that Nico Harris and the GM and the owner, Patrick DeMont, somehow became convinced that Luka Doncic was the problem. And, you know, now we go into tonight thinking we don't know what to expect as far as the reaction. I think there's going to be a lot of pro-Luka sentiment. Many people will probably be rooting for the Lakers. And the long-term viability of the Mavericks here in this market is now in question. You know, 6 weeks after Nico thought he was making a trade to bring a championship here to Dallas.
You've been in Dallas a while now, Gavin. Has anybody been able to try to make sense of ultimately why they just take a dude who led the team to the finals the very next year, played really well when they were all healthy together, and just decided to blow it up because of whatever reasons? Has anybody been able to try to make sense to you since they've moved him?
Just more drilling down on the idea that, you know, Luka was such a bad employee, if you will, and you know, they didn't have any faith that he was going to stay healthy. You know, background on Nico Harrison, GM, former Nike executive. I'm sure many people in our audience today are familiar with him, but apparently he is a nutrition freak. And if you see him in his suit, it's obvious because he's so lean. He's a former basketball player, you know, in his 40s, but he's still at his playing weight. And apparently he asks his friends and coworkers as, you know, a daily hello today. So that gives you context of what the front office was thinking. And he's a very convincing guy. And he got the owner on board with him last year in the finals in game 3. Luka was just atrocious. They were hunting him on defense for 48 minutes and the Mavs got blown out. And that was kind of a tipping point. Then you go to training camp this year. He was unable to do it because of a strained calf. Then he re-injured his strained calf. That makes 4 strained calves in 28 months. His conditioning had been an issue pre-draft. You know, he's just not built for cardio. And it's amazing. You can see Luka mid-season, late season, while everybody else is sort of walking to the bench for a timeout. He's got to do like the old man grab the knee thing and catch his breath for 10, 15 seconds. He's a horrible natural cardio athlete. And I think they added that all up with his bad nutrition, his drinking, his smoking, and they just thought this guy cannot lead us to a championship because of, you know, his poor commitment throughout the year. And, you know, Nico is a Kobe Bryant worshiper, so he wants more of that Black Mamba mentality and mold from his star.
It's so fascinating. That video of him taking the beer out of his hand last year for the conference final should have been all we needed to know. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before, but now it all kind of comes full circle. You realize this has been a concern for them for a while. Gavin Dawson, our guest, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, at Gavin Dawson on Twitter. Does Nico Harrison have the balls to be in the arena tonight, and will the Nepo DuPont guy be in the arena tonight?
I believe Nico will be there. I don't know if he'll make it throughout the whole game. The environment could be insane. I don't know. Like in the week after the trade, there was a couple of home games and the Fire Nico chants, and they kicked out people for wearing anti-Nico t-shirts. But then they sort of, you know, pulled back from that position. You know, they understood we got to let the fans voice their frustration. But, you know, tonight I think there's an opportunity that this swings back towards ugly. But I'll tell you, Dallas sports fan, North Texas sports fan in general, they usually err on the side of cordial and polite when in public. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a very a relatively peaceful trip through the evening, as Luka in the game might get a lot of it. But I mean, Luka's probably going to go out there tonight and try to score 40 in the first half. It could turn into a blowout. It could get ugly, and that could lead to fan frustration that might direct some of their ire towards him. It's really a combustible mix tonight. We just, you know, we're not quite sure what to expect other than the fact that it's going to be surreal.
Yeah. Hey, kind of an ownership based question. He gets traded immediately. People hear the reasoning, and even if you agree with their sentiment of the health stuff, like why you don't open up that to the league to get as much stuff in return for Luka trade, as I think where a lot of people sit, of like just kind of stupid in terms of running that.
How about Austin Reaves too? Yeah. Maybe throw him into the deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe have Austin Reaves come back. Yeah. Pretty good player. But there's a lot, you know, society in general is based on this, but conspiracy theory pops up, and the Adelson family from Vegas, and Vegas being a potential NBA market. I'm kind of just curious where all of that, like how long that lasted in the town, and then Mark Cuban selling a huge percentage of this and not being responsible, but then doing this press tour of, oh, it wasn't my decision, and why he sold. I still like kind of curious how the dude that's such a fan ends up just randomly saying, I'm selling most of this team, like where all of the ownership stuff sits today in Dallas.
Yeah, you know, so Mark Cuban had said 3 years ago he would never sell the team. He said at the presser to announce the sale that he didn't want his kids to have to deal with the pressure of having an entire city, you know, writing every decision that he makes, you know, and having this sort of reaction. You know, I think when Mark sold the team, there was a handshake deal that he was still going to be the governor. And that would have been amazing. But at some point, the Adelson family decided that their son-in-law, Patrick Dumont, was going to be the governor. And that's really when everything changed for the worse, because, you know, you saw in Brooklyn with the Nets when, they traded Damian Lillard for Gerald Wallace, how these new owners just have horrible ideas. And you know, they want to make moves. They want to do things. And they don't know what they don't know. So ultimately, Mark Cuban not being there was what lit the fire that ultimately led to the Luka dismissal. As far as the conspiracy theory goes, you know, the Vegas one was snuffed out pretty quick just because of the relocation would end up costing the league money, and expansion into Vegas would make each of the owners hundreds of millions of dollars. So I don't think they could get the approval or the league blessing to move a team to Las Vegas, especially in a top five market with good fan support like Dallas. But, you know, I think the interesting conspiracy theory is Nico's history with Nike and the ability to sell the league and sell sneakers out of Los Angeles is just so much greater than Dallas. The ratings are down. The Lakers can't drive ratings. The Lakers don't have any assets right now to make a trade for a star player. But, hey, we got this guy, Nico in Dallas, and you know, he has a star player that won't talk to him. Like Luka stopped communicating with everybody in the Mavericks other than his teammates and the head coach for the last 3 or 4 months, you know? So I think it was a perfect storm, and that's what makes the conspiracy angle interesting, because the NBA just signed $7 billion TV deal. Yeah. And last year in Major League Baseball, Diamond Sports proved they can go to the Supreme Court and get out of their broadcasting obligation with the fees, right? I hope this is tracking. So yeah, the Supreme Court decided if television networks are no longer making profit with their sports deals, they can just bail. And the NBA, I think, was looking at that and saying, we have to make the Lakers relevant. So that's the only conspiracy theory that tracks in my mind.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting.
Could you imagine finding out the league was like, yo, send him to L.A. to save stuff?
When's that front frozen envelope 30 for 30 coming out in 20 years? Last one I got for you, Gavin, is Jerry Jones been the biggest winner in all of this, or is he getting the most the same amount of scrutiny?
You know, I don't think anything can save Jerry Jones. Yeah, if on a scale of 1 to 10 in North Texas, the Cowboys are a 10, and every other sport in their biggest years are just trying to get to a 5. You know, they win a championship. Yeah. I think right now Cowboys sentiment is as low as it's been in the 15 years that I've been working at their flagship station here in Dallas. The fans, the legends, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, all that frustration is rising at a very high level. And they're not showing any signs that they're going to, you know, change their team building practices here for the last couple of decades. So, I mean, the Cowboys are depressing. The Mavs are depressing. Right now, we got the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Stars. And, you know, I guess for at least one more night, this Luka story, it's just fascinating where it goes after this.
How much do you miss doing the mop and rop, rop and the mop? And then also, what do you not miss about living here?
Well, I mean, the traffic is insane, right? When I left, it was bad on the highways on the weekdays in rush hour. And now it's bad like any day of the week, any time. I think there's something to be said for having more sun. But man, I'm so proud of Isaac and everything that's happened to the fan. I guess it was in my mind at one time I would never leave the fan, and the game happened and we went over there, but I do miss the hell out of talking Trailblazers basketball and college football. I guess that whole scene has changed quite a bit as well, but and I miss having that connection with my teams that I had as a child, right? And I would say that it is ideal for any sports broadcaster to start and finish his career in his hometown, where, you know, that passion and that heartbeat of local sports teams is going through. I mean, I've been here for a long time, and I root for all the DFW sports teams now. You know, so it's kind of a weird deal. But when they win, it's good for business. It's good for ratings. Yeah. It's good for advertising dollars. So, you know, that's different than covering a team that you grew up with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally get that. Gavin Dawson, great stuff. Formerly of The Fan, doing great things in Dallas. 105.3 The Fan, at Gavin Dawson on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Thanks for the time. I'm sure it's going to be an entertaining day on the station, and tomorrow's reaction will be fascinating as well. Thanks for the time here in Portland, man. We appreciate it.
Man, thank you guys. It's an honor. Cheers.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.